The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
After this, will people be able to afford me immediately after this thing is over? Because a lot of people are on EI. A lot of people are getting their full income.
That was one of the small business owners we spoke to about their concerns surrounding the pandemic. I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to the Daily Catch for March 31st, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the So Short Day. We will look at how businesses feel in a second, but first we look at one of the key issues of contention for business owners. On Friday, the province announced a 3-month rent deferral program allowing commercial landlords to halt rent payments until July, with the possibility of receiving financial assistance if they apply by April 3rd. Premier Stephen McNeil says this program allows businesses time to recoup their losses without the looming threat of rent payments hanging over them, and it protects landlords if the payment is not made.
This was to ensure that landlords walked in and treated their tenants with understanding the fact their revenue has been cut off, that they need the ability to get up and get started. They need them to get their business and clientele back together.
The program will cover up to $5,000 a month for 3 months for landlords who defer payment but don't receive payment due to the business no longer operating. McNeil also announced landlords cannot change, locks, or seize property of commercial tenants who can't pay rent if their business closed due to COVID-19. However, on the other side, some retail locations, like the vintage clothing shop Amatora Supply, are not eligible for this type of program. Alex Pearson, the co-owner of that company, says he woke up Monday morning to find his shop, along with many others in the area, didn't meet the criteria outlined in the program, meaning regardless of his financial situation, rent was due in a few days. He says even if his business met the criteria, the program doesn't consider the hardship small businesses will face when they have to make up 3 months of rent when they legally can't operate.
If you defer 3 months of our rent and you split that out over 12 months, that's a massive rent increase. And in Lunenburg especially, we have to make 90% of our money in 4 months. Best case scenario, we're losing 2 of those months this year.
Pearson and his wife Margaret made the choice to shut down their online store, their only source of income from their shop during the pandemic, to lessen the burden on postal workers. But he says now, because of the lack of government support, he may have to put his morals aside and open it once again. One type of business that is eligible for the rent credit are gyms, but that doesn't mean smooth sailing for them either. With gyms shut down all across the province, many people are looking to find ways to stay fit. One local gym decided that since people can't come in and use their equipment, they should loan it out. Owner of 902 Athletics, Joel Holland, closed his gym before the government put in place its shutdown of all gyms, after which he says he had 2 goals.
Number one, to keep clients moving and staying active and healthy and sane mentally throughout the shutdown. And then, of course, trying to maintain my employees and keep them working and paying them.
He says that over 100 members have signed out various pieces of equipment, and to keep his staff working, they are posting instructional videos and workout guides for their members. Holland does say that he is worried that even with programs like the provincial rent deferral program in place, businesses like his will suffer after COVID-19 passes and people try and cut expenses. Canada has set aside $2 billion to buy personal protective equipment for frontline healthcare workers. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says they're working with companies to make medical supplies such as ventilators, surgical masks, and test kits.
We said that we were close to reaching agreements with Thornhill Medical, Medicom, and Spartan Bioscience. Today, we're announcing that we have moved forward with contracts with these 3 Canadian companies.
They've also signed letters of intent with 5 other companies, including our parent company, Irving, which will help produce hand sanitizer. Trudeau says we need a sustainable supply of critical equipment and supplies as the demand will grow in the coming weeks. With Easter coming, the rules of social distancing present some unique challenges. New Germany resident Judy Culp is holding an Easter egg hunt using safe practices to bring a little cheer to the children of her community. She says while respecting social distancing mandates, families can go for a walk or drive to search for the eggs on host windows, writing down the host numbers as they go. She says it's something children of all ages are welcome to participate in.
Yes, it's for the older kids too, but my goal was for these little ones who are lost, don't understand what's going on. Let's give them just a little bit of fun.
Hunts of this type are popping up on social media across the country, with homeowners displaying pictures of Easter eggs or teddy bears in their windows for children to see. Kolpe is asking residents in New Germany to leave the eggs up from April 5th to April 12th. That's your Daily Catch. More on these stories and others can be found in the links below.